Creating the ideal urban community takes a big imagination and an even bigger amount of space. On today's Culture Desk, WKNO's Christopher Blank says the Memphis neighborhood of the future is just over a year away from completion.
Construction is booming on about 20 acres of prime midtown real estate. That's how much floor space is inside the old 10-story Sears Crosstown building at Cleveland and North Parkway. After its $200 million renovation, the 88-year-old former warehouse will have everything a neighborhood could ask for. Schools, restaurants, a health center, a 400-seat auditorium, office space, and four floors of apartments. It's so much room that the Church Health Center, which provides free or low-cost medical care for the uninsured, will get to consolidate from 13 different buildings into part of just one. 3,000 people will use the building daily, meaning that in a very short time, this once neglected part of town will see an influx of new residents and also revenue. Developers are now studying the long-term economic impact of the project, but it could make a cultural difference as well. Scott Morris of the Church Health Center hopes that this new vertical village has a horizontal effect on the overall health of Memphis.
Health is not about the absence of disease. It's not about how many more pills we can give out. It's about how do we help people live the life well lived. Do people have a greater experience of joy, love? Do they feel connected to those things greater than they are? If that happens, then yes, we are going to be successful. And it has to be across the entire sector. It has to be rich, poor, black, white, Latino. And we truly are a diverse community, all of which makes me excited about what's possible.
The future Crosstown Concourse should be completed by early 2017. For WKNO, I'm Christopher Blank.